You know, my sisters used to have a vacuum cleaner they would sing into because it was one of those upright ones, and the back handle of it was about microphone height.
Wow.
And I was actually back at the Burbank Family Ranch in Silverdale, Washington this weekend. And I decided it was time to make my little brothers and my kid miserable by subjecting them to their first ever viewing of The Shining.
Here's Johnny.
They were so a-scared that my kid, anyway, she had to actually plug her ears and her eyes. She started out just closing her eyes, but then the sound was actually too scary.
Trying to picture that. Okay, I can do
She had her like North Face hoodie pulled up over her
that.
eyes and then had her ears plugged. Well, you know, with Saw 4, it's Saw 4, is that what we're
Saw
on now?
four.
Doing all kinds of business this weekend at the box office. Halloween coming up this Wednesday. We thought we should talk scary movies, how to survive them. We've got just the guy here. Seth Graham Smith is the author of How to Survive a Horror Movie, All the Skills to Dodge the Kills. He's also the creator of a website, dodgethekills.com. Hi, Seth.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Great. Saw movies did a tremendous amount of business this weekend, $32.1 million.
Yeah.
What's the appeal?
Well, you know, people, it's the same thing that makes people get on a roller coaster and scare themselves half to death. You know, they like the experience of confronting something and how that feels to scare yourself and challenge yourself in some way. I don't know what it is about us, but we seem to feel the need to put ourselves through all sorts of unnaturally scary situations.
It seems, though, that scary movies, I mean, and we're going back a ways now, maybe 5 years or so, but they have really kind of had a resurgence. Is there something culturally about us that we're more into being scared, particularly by these kinds of very gory movies?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there is a cultural component to it, but the component that I tend to pay more attention to is the business component of it. People have realized in Hollywood again that horror movies are very, very profitable because they appeal to the biggest movie-going base, which is teenagers, and they're very cheap to make. And as you see, they're still very, very popular. I was ready to come on here and tell you guys about, you know, well, it's not like it was 3 years ago when a horror movie was number one every weekend. But apparently, America has yet to get a case of horror fatigue.
Well, let's hear what was turning out $32.1 million this weekend. This is a clip from Saw 4. This is the Jigsaw Killer running one of his tests.
Officer Rigg, your first test. The person in front of you is in desperate need of help, but it is not your job to save them. You view this person as a victim, but if you were to see what I see, beneath the mask lies a criminal undeserving of the life she leads. Your obsession tells you to save the victim. I tell you to walk away. The choice is yours.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Do you think that these movies like Saw, it's like you're locked in a basement, you have to cut off your head to be free with a goldfish cracker. I mean, is there a point at which this gore is going to be just like too much for people?
Yeah, I think that you're already starting to see. I think Saw is really the only. There's a subgenre of horror movies that these films belong to, which is called torture porn, and it really kicked off with movies like Hostel and the original Saw. You know, not so much focused on scares, traditional scares like somebody lurking in the dark and popping out and everybody in the audience jumps out of their seat in unison, but almost films that challenge you to keep your eyes on the screen. And I think that torture porn genre is diminished, and I think it's sort of going away. Although, who knows, 32.1 million this weekend.
If you had to pick with Halloween coming up on Wednesday, what's you know in your top five scary movies, what should people
in my canon of
Yes.
I tend to go, well, The Shining, I mean, how can you go wrong?
Or as Janitor Willie calls it, The Shinning.
The Shinning, right, exactly. The Exorcist has to be up there. The original Nightmare on Elm Street is up there. Rosemary's Baby. I tend to go for the psychological scares over the gore. because, you know, those are the things that are really scary to me. When I was a kid of 8 or 9 years old, I saw The Shining for the first time. And it took me years to realize what is so, you know, viscerally scary about that movie. It's the fact that a little kid trusts its parent more than anything in the whole world, and the fact that that parent would go crazy and try to kill it with an axe. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it was no less terrifying at age 31 watching it this weekend than it was when I saw it when I was like 10. Well, Seth, we didn't get a chance to play a clip from your website, but I want to highly recommend people go to dodgethekills.com. It's really funny and really interesting, and we'll have to have you on in the future to talk more about that, okay?
Thanks very much.
Thanks. That's Seth Graham Smith, horror movie lover, director of dodgethekills.com, author of How to Survive a Horror Movie.